song, a book, and a dish on 702.
It's that time of the week where we spend some time with somebody who you've seen in the news and you kind of think you know, but there's so much more to know about them. We ask them questions like favorite song, most inspirational book, and food that stirs up memories of time spent with family and friends. As the Comrades Marathon draws closer, we spoke earlier this week, you might recall, to Bruce Fordyce about the kind of preparations that you might be doing in the days that remain before the 11th of June. So we thought we'd talk to somebody who certainly captured the imagination of many, many people at last year's Comrades Marathon. You will recall, I'm sure, the sight of Jenna Challenor running into the stadium in Durban in fourth place, battling with cramps, but making it over the line, crawling over the line nonetheless. And she's with us now on A Song, A Book and a Dish on 702 Drive. Jenna, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So, Jenna, a difficult time for you now, I would think. We're obviously going to go back in time and talk about the things I've just mentioned, but let's just be in the moment now. Comrades drawing closer. People will be very much looking forward to hearing your thoughts and insights as a commentator, but you've had battles with health that prevent you from running this year. How are you dealing with that at the moment as that day draws nearer when you might have been on the start line?
Oh, do you know what? It's been a very, very long 9 months. I've really battled with my health, with various viruses, and it's been an ongoing battle. I did everything I could to try and get to that line because that ultimate human race has my heart and I just love it so much. Even though I crawled over the finish line, as I got over, someone said, "Will you do it again?" And I said, "Yes." So It really is a huge part of my life. I'm from KZN. It's massive here and you're not a real runner until you've run the Comrades Marathon here. So not to be able to line up has been really, really tough. It took me a long time to come to terms with it and actually put it out there on my social media. But since I've done that, to be honest, I've had such an amazing outpour of love and support from everyone out there. I actually didn't know that so many people cared that I've actually accepted it now. And I feel, I wouldn't say happy, but I've accepted it. And I'm also really excited about joining the commentary team so I can still be a small part of it.
Yeah, well, a significant part for those of us like myself who don't run it, haven't run it, but certainly look to people like yourself to tell us what it's like to run it. Let's go back to what you just said, though, Jenna, always a part of your life. So growing up in Durban, you would have been aware of the race. Were you aware of it in a way that said, okay, this is something I'm planning to do, or did that come much later?
Oh, absolutely. I remember being 10 years old, sitting on the carpet in the lounge, watching Bruce Fordyce winning the Comrades. He was always my running hero. And Comrades is obviously being a KZN girl, has always been big. My mum's run Comrades. My one brother's run Comrades. My husband's run Comrades. So I took long to get to Comrades because I ran the shorter distances. And they say you work your way up to the longer distances, and I represented South Africa for the shorter distances, so I had to wait till I got to Comrades, and having three kids kind of put it on pause for a while. So when I eventually got there, it was like something I'd waited to do for my whole life.
So while you're at school, you've got running on your mind, you've got running in your schedule, but of course the thing about school is that you also have to do school. What kind of scholar were you?
So at school, I was more of a sporting all-rounder. I did all sports. I grew up with two older brothers, and I did everything they did. I wanted to keep up. So any sport, you name it, I did it. I gave it a try. I wouldn't say I was great at everything, but I loved it all. I never had a running coach. I never focused on running or specialized. And I actually, that's the way I've brought up my kids now. I believe that you need to do all sports to develop the muscles to specialize later in life. And also to find your own passion. So, for example, for my children, I don't want to just push them into running because I'm a runner. If they want to paddle, if they want to do surf lifesaving, if they want to play badminton, whatever they choose, I'll support them. But by doing all sports, to give them the opportunity to find their own passion. So, at school, I was definitely a sporting all-rounder, but running definitely found my heart. I just found, I put on a pair of shoes, sorry. No, I was just going to, please
finish that. I was actually wondering what you were like behind the desk with books in front of you.
Okay, let's go back to that. I just found I put on a pair of shoes and I felt so free and I just loved how it had made me feel. Yeah. And I just ran. It was easy. Books, I wouldn't say I was academic at all. I had to work very hard, but I have a hard work ethic. So I did work very hard, but I worked very hard for my B's. I wasn't an A student.
Yes.
At all. So.
Yeah, yeah. Those hard-won Bs can be incredibly satisfying. I know that from the one I managed to somehow sneak out in maths. I know the feeling. Let's talk food a little bit. Before we talk about your dish choice, Jenna, two older brothers, some gap between you and the middle brother, Nick, 7 years, and Mark, another 2 years older than you. Around the family table, your dad's a businessman doing his own stuff, and often if you run your own business, hours are long. But mealtimes at your home while growing up, what was it like?
Mealtimes are special. We always sat around the table, and that's our time where we chatted and caught up on the day and sports and all things like that. Luckily, in our day, there was no cell phones, so you didn't have that distraction. So with my children, we still all sit around the table for dinner time, but I have to say cell phones aren't allowed at the table, and we don't, and it's a lovely way to catch up. So we've kept that tradition going.
Yeah, and you describe your food, a healthy poke bowl. You can tell us what you put in it, but you do make the point, and there is an emoji that went with the note you sent us, sweets and chocolates afterwards. I suppose if you're running and exercising as much as you do, you've kind of repented before you actually sin with the chocolate. So what's your favorite chocolate and how much? Are you one of those people, by the way, who I can't stand in my own family who can eat one square of chocolate and put the rest away? I can't.
Absolutely not. I don't know how people do that. And I actually can't understand why they would want to. Yes. I have to eat the entire chocolate, no matter what size it is, until I'm feeling sick. But yeah, it's not something I would advocate. I'd rather be the person that can eat one sliver and put it down, but I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, my first dish would be a chicken salad, but not one that I make, one from a restaurant. I love them. Not because they're healthy, because I just love a chicken salad or something like a poke bowl. I don't generally make those at home, but I love one out. And there's a new one at Kauai, which I love at the moment. It's got pineapple and everything inside it, chicken. So when I say I eat clean and I love healthy food, I also love the sweets and chocolates. And I'm very, very bad and very naughty with them. I do eat them. I do try and advocate to my kids, you know, if you eat healthy for the week, then you can eat all snacks and treats on the weekend. So like a 50% ratio. It's not always... I'm not always good about sticking to that, but I think that was everything in moderation in life.
People would say, and then of course you run the Comrades, which couldn't be less in moderation, but that's a different story. Your book choice is Bruce Fordyce's book, Run the Comrades. Before we talk about that though, did you, when you were kind of reading in an earlier phase of your life, did you get into novels at all? Were there lots of books in the house?
To be honest, I'm not a big reading fan. I'm so ADHD that to sit down and focus on a book was always very hard for me. So I was always outside playing sport. And when I came back in, I was obviously eat, gobble, do your homework and go to sleep. I wouldn't say I didn't have time for it. It wasn't something that grabbed my attention. And probably because I'm ADHD, so it's hard to focus. My brain goes in a million different directions. But if I do get into a book, which takes a lot of effort, then I'm hooked and do love it. And if it's something that really appeals to me, like Bruce Fordyce's is Run the Comrades, because obviously I wanted to learn every bit of information I could about running that race before I went on that adventure.
So you admired Bruce growing up. You've read his book. And obviously, as you've moved up through the Comrades and excelled as you have, you must have got to know him fairly well. What's that been like, getting to know someone you've known from a distance and then had opportunities to engage with much more closely?
Yeah, to know To be honest, it feels a bit surreal. Like I can remember being this little girl watching him run and being in awe of this hero. And I did a project on him, and then later in life getting to meet him was quite surreal. But over the time, we became quite good friends, and he began to mentor me to do my first comrades. And I remember the words he used before my first comrades. He said, "Jenna, don't worry about position. All I want you to do is fall in love with the race." And that was such beautiful words, because there's a lot of pressure when you're doing your debut comrades or any comrades. I just remember going to that race saying, just love it. And I fell in love with the race and said to him afterwards, I loved every second.
Just in terms of comrades, up, down, up, run, down, run, a preference?
Up, run.
Say why? Are you running away from home? I don't know if that ever occurred to you.
No, I know that, but I'm an up runner. I absolutely love hills. I love hills. I just absolutely loved that race from start to finish. Okay, the last 4Ks was tough in that race, but in the down run, the last 20Ks was tough. You guys only saw the last 200 meters. Yeah. The last 20Ks was really, really tough. I've always been an up runner. I love any hill you give me. I'm not scared of hills. I love them. Not to say there aren't hills in the down run.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hills. But when your legs are really tired and towards the end of the race, you're hammering downhills, and that absolutely breaks your legs.
Let's talk about music, because that's the last part of a song, a book, and a dish, even if we have done it backwards. Music while you run, do you have music? Either, you know, with a device or maybe you have certain songs in your head. What's been the relationship for you between music and running?
So it really depends on what I'm doing. If I'm doing an easy run where I don't need to concentrate or focus, I love music. I'll put on a playlist I've just made up of songs I like that feel good to run to, like with a good beat and words. I love songs with words. If I'm doing a session on the track or a long run where I've got to focus on my fueling and hitting the spits, then I don't listen to music because I find it distracts me and I want to concentrate.
So in terms of music when you were growing up, good singer, were you in the school choir?
No, definitely not.
I think that's a no.
I was tone deaf.
Yes. How do you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
I can hear myself and it doesn't sound good.
Okay. Did people sort of move away from you when you started singing? That's always the sign. But it always makes me laugh, Jenna, when I say to people, are you a good singer? And if they start by laughing uproariously, I do realize that it's no. So you've picked a track for us. and I'm wondering, I'm assuming it's on your running playlist. David Guetta, BB Rexha. It's quite a new release, actually. I think it's only come out this year. Tell us about that kind of music and those particular artists.
So I wouldn't say it's those particular artists or that kind of music. I love any music, but that song particularly resonated with me in the beginning of this really hard period I went through. And I used it to motivate myself just to keep going. I just liked the beat. I liked the words and it was more about that. It was, we were in Mauritius in December and I really was sick and I was trying to put on a brave face and just carry on with the family because it was our first overseas family holiday. And that was just one of the songs they played quite a lot there. And I suppose it's a bit of a feel good song.
Yeah. Well, let's hope those good feelings continue. Jenna Challoner, thanks so much for sharing with us your song, your book and your dish. We wish you good health in the weeks and months to come. And we look forward to hearing your insights as all of us follow the Comrades Marathon 2023. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
This is BB Rexha. It's called I'm Good Blue.